I will we'll start out, and we'll start with questions for Cal. So anybody who has questions for him, we'll just kind of go across, and I'll ask you. If you don't, that's fine. But here we go. Start out with Patrick. You get to go first.
Hey, hey, Cal. Thanks for doing this. Yes. First question is just how are players yourself handling the first week or so of getting back into this routine, and then also doing so under such different circumstances than normal?
Yeah, it's kind of nice to be back and at it and get in that routine and get practicing with the guys and see everybody. So there's a lot of excitement to be back practicing and getting close to the start of playing some real games here.
Just one more thing. A lot of players right now, unsigned or been feeling some stress in the last number of months. Just talking with different players around the league that you know, what's the general mood for players right now?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough time. I know I saw a list of how many veteran guys, the guys have been around a while that would have deals if it was normal circumstances right now. And it's, it's very tough. Like, I was fortunate to be in a 2-year deal, but a lot of guys weren't. And I feel for them because there's a lot of good players that don't have anything right now.
Thank you.
Yep, no problem.
Next up is Steve.
Cal, you and a guy like Chris Mueller have been around the game for a long time. I'm curious as to what you guys are doing to help the first time guys like the Zade Wisdoms and the Tyson Forsters and Tanner, the guys that are in the professional level for the first time, what your roles are as veterans helping them.
Yeah. I mean, it starts with, I think, just showing them, work ethic and practice and in the gym and doing extra things. I think they see older guys have been around doing that. It's a good example for them. And then with a lot of new systems that we're going over in practice, you try to talk to them. And if they have questions, if we know the answer, just trying to help them out as much as possible and get to know them with how many new teammates, especially how young we are with a lot of the junior kids playing with us because of the junior leagues aren't playing. So it's definitely a little bit different than normal.
And if I could follow up, what do you like about some of these new guys?
I mean, all of them seem really like really good hockey players. Some size, skill, strength, like all of them are bringing different aspects, but definitely some really young, good prospects that Philly's brought in here. And I definitely think we're going to have a good squad in here with all these young guys coming in. I think they'll all be able to step in and get better every game.
Really quick, you were skating with Wisdom today, and I think yesterday too, right?
Yes.
What do you think of him?
I mean, he's a good player. I think he's what is he, 18 or 19? But what a powerful player! Great shot, great speed. I can't wait to see him in an actual game because he is so powerful. But just a great kid as well.
Thanks. Anything else from you?
Oh, I'm good, Chris. Thanks. Thanks, Cal.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Amy, you're up next.
Great, thanks. Hi, Cal.
Hi.
Just kind of going off of that, there's been times that this fans lineup has been a little on the older side for the week. This year, it's a lot different. You've got a very young group. What do you really see as being an advantage of having such a young group of young talent?
Well, I think definitely with being younger, it's a chance for younger guys to step right in and play minutes and get familiar with the pro style of hockey right away, which is a good thing. I was fortunate when I was young to get in that position to play a lot of minutes early, and I think it only helped me to get up to speed and get adjusting to the pro level. So, I think all these kids too seem like really good hockey players. So I don't think they'll have any issues jumping right in and contributing.
You had such a prominent leadership role with the team before. What are you personally kind of taking on as your banner of continuing that leadership with such kind of going off of Patrick's first question there, with such a young group? Are you really embracing the opportunity to have such an impact and a mentorship role for such young kids that usually aren't there at this age?
Yeah, for sure. I just think it hasn't changed too much for me. I try to do the same things, but having a younger group, definitely, I think just talking to them, and if they have questions or not familiar with things, just helping them out, and then trying to lead by example, just showing working hard in practice and doing little things, and that's where it starts for being a good pro. and then just having relationships with all of them and then helping them out.
Perfect. Thanks, Cal.
No problem.
Right. Thank you. Tony.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Cal. How's it going?
Hi. Good thing.
I sort of want to just circle back to the beginning. I mean, you guys were off for 10 months, and I know you're a new parent now. So can you sort of describe what life's been like for the O'Reillys, you know, new parent through the pandemic, just how you've been dealing with things off the ice?
Yeah, definitely an adjustment for us. But I'd say the only positive about all this stuff that's gone on since we left and the whole COVID stuff is I was able to be home a lot with two young children under one, you know, helping out and having that. So that was an advantage for us. But other than that, it's just lots of fun. And for us getting back and back into it, it's a bit of an adjustment, you know, for my wife when I'm gone for so many hours at the rink every day. But other than that, it's just it's nice to be back in a routine and playing hockey again, meaningful hockey.
Definitely. And then just my other question I have, you know, usually, you know, when teams go on the road, they have a lot of time to spend together and you sort of could build that, you know, that team mentality and sort of be, you know, get extra friendly with the guys. This season, it's only going to be day trips and you won't really have that time. What are some of the ways that you guys are sort of, you know, socially, you know, interacting or whatever, things you could do, you know, differently this year to still, you know, build that camaraderie?
Yeah, I think that's definitely gonna be an adjustment. We won't be able to spend as much time away from the rink together, like you said, the road trips and stuff. So I think at the rink when we're there, you know, being around each other and doing things at the rink is really gonna be our time to get to know each other and build the relationships with each other. And I think so far it seems like we have a great group of guys and it's, you know, it's already starting. And I think that's really what we have to do to be a better team and be a good team.
And then my last question, Coach mentioned yesterday that, you know, you guys are going to have a lot extra, you know, spare time than maybe you normally would in a normal season. Would you say there has to be sort of an extra level of trust, you know, among the guys, you know, as this season moves along? Because as Coach mentioned, you know, if one guy gets COVID, it could shut things down pretty quickly.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. We're going to have to be smart and, you know, try and not put ourselves at risk when guys are away from the rink. Being smart so that you know it doesn't happen to us, because I know it's happened to lots of teams, and you know, we just want to try and avoid that as much as possible.
Thanks, Cal.
Yep, no problem.
Christy.
Hey, Cal, hope you and the family are doing well. I know they covered pretty much everything, but I just thought you talked a lot about the younger guys that have come in, but you brought in a lot of guys that have experience and the AHL and other leagues as well. What do you like overall about the team in these first couple of days? Like maybe, you know, initial strengths that you see or just, you know, with how different you are from last year to this year?
Yeah, it's definitely a different group. But I think right away I can tell with the younger guys, for one, how good they look and how they're already seeing how hard it is and how different it is. And they're adjusting so well with practices and systems because they're getting a lot thrown at them. And that's great to see early. And I think the older guys that we have been around and we're already helping the younger guys with systems or whatever it is that might be and just making them feel comfortable so that they can just go out and play.
And for you guys with these preseason games coming up this weekend, is that going to be pretty helpful in terms of really knowing how in shape or maybe out of shape you are after being off for so long?
Yeah, I think for the most part, you know, guys did a good job staying in shape. I know I've been skating for a long time through all this because you still were able to get on the ice and work on things, but definitely game shape and the physicality of it does add another element that'll take, it will take a probably a week or two of games to kind of get back at your timing and get used to getting hit and all that. So that'll be the biggest adjustment, I think, for most guys.
Thanks, Cal.
Yeah, no problem.
Bob.
Hi, Cal. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Good. Just what about your overall excitement level that we're here and we're actually getting to do this again? It's sort of I guess we've all kind of learned that maybe this is something that we shouldn't be taking for granted. And here you are, you know, kind of towards the tail end of your career. And we didn't even know if we would have a season a couple of months ago. And here we are. I mean, how exciting is it to finally get to be back out there and know that we really are doing this?
Yeah, I mean, it's very exciting, you know, to have that that much time away from the game. I mean, I haven't had that in a long, long time. And it really makes you miss it and appreciate how fortunate you are to be able to play this game. And I think there's just another level of excitement to get back in practices and then get in games and start doing what we all love. And I think that's it for me and most guys.
You've had maybe a fair amount of self-reflecting over the last year, especially with your family situation too. And the little ones, the babies. So
yeah,
this is, I mean, not to get too sappy about it, but there's been a lot going on in your life all the way back to last year, which I know had to be a crazy roller coaster.
Yeah, it definitely is. And having that time, I was able to spend at home through all this was a good thing for us and our family. And, but you know, that's the other thing, as they get older, you know, it's nice to be back so that they can see me play and be around the rink as they get older, which is just exciting for me. And it's just really nice to be back playing meaningful hockey again.
Your family is here in Allentown?
Yes. Yeah, they're here. Yeah.
Was that a decision that you know, were considering? Do you want to come or maybe stay back? I mean, you know, obviously this year is different than any other for you with the babies and also with the pandemic.
Yeah. I didn't really want to be away from them for that long. And with the, you know, the Canadian border and stuff, if they were there, it would just be too difficult getting back and forth to see them or them coming here. So we just right away made a decision that they would come down with us.
Real quick, just hockey stuff here. First practices of the year, so many new guys, even guys that have played elsewhere in the AHL before. Practices go a little slower. There's a lot of stopping and talking and teaching. It's such a long process for everyone to kind of get it. And those first couple of days, they're maybe a little awkward in some ways. You've been through it before, but you know, now you're seeing it again, of course, where you want to go, and you know what you're doing, but we got to stop and make sure everyone's kind of getting it here.
Yeah, exactly. That's how it is with basically, you know, a pretty new group of guys put together. They learning the systems and getting used to the drills and stuff takes some time. So that's the way it is. And guys that were here last year know the systems and know the drills. We just try to help the guys out so they know and doesn't slow it down even more with the teaching that has to be done.
Okay. Cal, thank you.
No problem.
Any more questions for Cal? We're running up on the time that we have allotted for him. So I just want to make sure that if you have a question. If not, we can move on, let him go eat lunch and get home to the family. All right. Well, thank you, Cal. Really appreciate it. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks. No problem.
Yeah.
Bye.